Unless otherwise indicated, Ratchet Book Club is intended for a mature audience. Viewer discretion is greatly advised. Welcome to Ratchet Book Club, where we read hood classics and good classics. I'm Derek. 916-633-1537, ratchetandratchet@gmail.com. Leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can become a Patreon member at patreon.com/singlesimulcast, and you can leave a donation and buy me a coffee /SScast. If you're on Good Pods, you can tip us in the tip jar. So, we're in between Bobby Z and the cartel, and so it's time for an ambiance cracker. And this time, the ambiance cracker comes straight from Reddit, and as always, I haven't read it, because that's my rule. So, with that said, let's go. My 29-year-old female boyfriend, who's a 29-year-old male, that's how Reddit works. They always put their sex and their age after their thing. So she's 29 and a female, and her boyfriend is 29 and a male. My boyfriend keeps getting into fights with a cook at a Waffle House. I know this sounds really weird, but here it is. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We met and started dating when we were both in graduate school, but I dropped out to go back to college to pursue a different career. We're both finished now and live together, making a fairly nice combined income. Our income is relevant because we could afford to eat somewhere nice when we're out and about, but he always wants breakfast food. When he was a child, his dad couldn't stand eating breakfast-type food in the afternoon or evenings, so his mom would make him pancakes and waffles, eggs and bacon in the evening whenever his dad was busy or out of town. It's a wonderful and safe memory for him, and when he goes to his happy place, he says that's where he always goes. My boyfriend is an incredibly nice and caring person. He's emotionally tuned into everyone and recognizes the rising issues a long time before they occur. He loves animals and is kind and gentle with every bug, bird, and pet that he comes across. He's almost always willing to turn the other cheek in social situations where someone tries to insult him or get aggressive towards him, and usually winds up defusing the situation and having a productive discussion about whatever the issue was. Except at Waffle House. Anytime we're out, he wants to go to the same goddamn Waffle House and get breakfast food. I'm not a big eater, so I used to not really care. I would drink coffee and read my book while he enjoyed his food. But that became impossible once he and this one cook started chirping at each other every time we went there. My boyfriend complained about his eggs one time because he likes them a little runny and they were served hard. The cook responded by giving him scrambled eggs. When he brought it up again, the cook served him 2 hard-boiled eggs. I think it was just part of the cook's stick, and it was kind of funny to be honest, but my boyfriend wasn't able to laugh it off. When we left, he was in kind of a bad mood, but we didn't really talk about it. The next week, we were going out shopping again, and he wanted to go to Waffle House. I suggested that we try a different place, or at least a different Waffle House location, but he only wanted the same Waffle House. We went in and sat down, and once again, the same cook served his eggs wrong. My boyfriend sort of snapped at him that he wasn't interested in messing around and just wanted the correct eggs. The cook then served him a piece of toast with a hole cut out in the middle with a fried egg in it. My boyfriend got really mad and threw the egg toast at the cook, which made the cook come around from behind the bar and throw it back at him. They ended up sort of wrestling, fighting until my boyfriend was like, "This is bullshit," and walked out. Nobody got hurt, but the few other people in there were watching and laughing a bit. This is the crazy part. My boyfriend keeps going back and ordering eggs and getting into fist fights with the same cook. It's almost a ritual at this point. My boyfriend orders runny eggs. The cook serves him some other version of eggs. And then they beat the shit out of each other. I quit going with him after the second fight, but he kept going by himself. They're like Peter and the giant chicken from Family Guy. It's the weirdest thing. They physically fought like 6 or 7 times over this. I tried to talk to him about it a few times, but he keeps saying it's a matter of principle. I've told him to talk to the manager or something like that, but he just waves me off. Apparently that cook hasn't made him the correct runny eggs, but it's like he spends the week learning new ways to prepare eggs to piss my boyfriend off. The thing is, we're getting married this summer. He's accepted a job in a new city, and it'll be easy for me to find work after the wedding, so we'll be moving away from his sworn enemy Waffle House guy. He hasn't really been out since quarantine started. But it wouldn't surprise me if that's the first place he goes to when restaurants open back up for sitting customers. But my main worry is this strange vindictive side of him I've never seen before that leads him to fight the same guy every week. The violence itself is an issue for me, but the obsession over it almost bothers me more. Should I be worried that this side of him will come up later in our marriage? How do I get him to open up about this? Is this type of obsession a choice, or is it indicative of something deeper? Personally, I think they both enjoy it. I think if he keeps going back, it's like Fight Club. They just don't talk about it at this juncture. When he leaves, when they leave town, I'm almost certain that every so often he's going to fly back into town just to go to that Waffle House to see his old friend. At this point in time, they have an understanding with one another. And it's become a teasing sort of thing. This is, you know, what I think. I'm going to turn over my left shoulder and look back at my wife and see what she thinks about the whole thing. Because she's a nurse.
About the guy going back and forth?
Yeah, about the guy going back and forth.
I think it's very ridiculous. It's very petty at this point. Like, he needs to just move on.
If it's petty and ridiculous at this point, he needs to move on. You're absolutely right, but he hasn't won yet. He needs his runny eggs.
Well,
run me my eggs.
It's not going to happen. He needs to find out when that cook isn't there and go on that date.
Why the fuck would he do that? That's like admitting loss. You need this dude to give you your eggs.
And that dude is not going to do it, and he's going to show him how many different ways he might like to try eggs. He's probably trying to get him to expand his damn horizon. Try something new, might change his life.
Would you like an omelet, sir?
I'm just saying.
This is great. So, the next thing we're doing is we're going back to the cartel to see what happens after that fucking dream sequence. Thank y'all so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Y'all be good. We're going to holler at you later. Peace. Intro and outro to Ratchet Book Club is by That Kid Garan, and it's called Goodbyes. You can email him at tkgbeats94@gmail.com for more information on how to lease this beat.
This is Single Simulcast. Don't know by now that you said.